You are doing business in a world that no longer exists. And you are going to have challenges again and again and again if you continue to do business as usual. This is not the time to be normal. This is not the time to fit in with what's going on. The time has come for you to aim higher and think differently than ever before. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. I am excited today to bring you a conversation and really a topic that I have talked about before on this podcast. It was actually around this time last year that I talked a lot about this, and it's so important. It's so necessary. It was one that so many of you connected with that I knew that I had to bring it back this year, especially as we are diving into a new year. And that is all about what I call the creative crisis and what I'm going to be chatting about today, because it really is so critical for people to understand this idea of a creative crisis right now, because we're actually in this process of being trained out of thinking creatively and thinking critically and more making decisions from a fear-based place. And it really just escalates from there. And what this stops us from doing is aiming to our next iteration and evolution of growth. It actually causes us to aim for normal. And when you are trying to evolve, when you are trying to grow, when you are trying to build teams and hit those big revenue goals, you cannot aim for normal. You need to aim for extraordinary, and you need to aim for really new, fresh, creative thinking and ideas. And in some cases, sometimes good enough is good enough. But when you really look at the big picture and where you are going, it's not always the case, because as I've said before, what has gotten you here will not get you there. And so that is what we're going to be talking about today, and really making sure that we're setting up your year for success. Because for me, this new year really does call for a new type of experience. And the way in which I'm going to be showing up and leading women through that is with my mastermind. My mastermind is a private 6-month experience with an in-person retreat for a really small select group of women. And it is intended to help you design a new way of thinking, a new way of revitalizing what it is that you're doing, re-strategizing what it is that you're doing, so you can step into your next big chapter. The mastermind is about to close for the rest of the year. We're getting started this month, very, very soon. And then the mastermind will literally close down, and it will not be open again until 2025. So if you've been curious about joining this mastermind, if you are craving to walk into a room where you know the moment you enter it, you are going to level up, this mastermind is for you. It is a room where you can enjoy real conversations, hear the behind-the-scenes strategies, and really learn from the hard decisions made by leaders just like you who have built their companies the levels that you want to go and beyond. And so if you're feeling called to this, definitely go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind. Learn more about it and apply before we close down. Do not waste this opportunity. Give yourself the gift of this moment to just see what it's about, apply, see if it's right for you. Again, we're going to be closing down really, really soon, and I would hate to have you have to waste yet another year before you're really stepping in to that higher level of you. We are an intimate but mighty group of diverse high achievers who learn from and support each other, and I would love to have you join us. This mastermind is also so special because it does include an in-person retreat. It's happening in March of this year in Nashville, Tennessee. It is a fantastic opportunity to not only meet the other women of the mastermind, but to also get front and center with not only myself, but a lot of incredible experts that I'm going to be bringing in. So again, juliesolomon.net/mastermind if you are interested. I would love to see you there and to really support you on this next level of your mastery, so we can continue to keep aiming for the abnormal, the extraordinary, and to really allow ourselves to think bigger and more creatively. And with that, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. I have been on a roll lately, and I'm just going to keep writing whatever creative, expansive wave this is, because I'm coming in hot again this week with another really important conversation today about this idea of creative expansion and how we're showing up especially in the coaching industry, and really where we go from here. And my first thought when I was thinking about a theme for this show was to get us started thinking from operating and from making our decisions from a place of being pulled forward rather than reacting day to day and pushing through the obstacles and the challenges that are always right in front of us. Wanted to pop in with some exciting news. Applications are now open for my 6-month mastermind that starts in January of 2024. The 6-month mastermind is designed for experienced entrepreneurs, content creators, and online coaches aiming to elevate their brands to the pinnacle of success. Now, this is not just like any mastermind. This is a true transformative journey that takes you beyond mere acceleration to achieve ultimate brand mastery. If you are someone who has hit that 6-figure level and you are ready to expand to multi-6 or 7-figure heights while elevating your brand and visibility, this is for you. You can head to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to get all of the details and to read some transformative testimonials from past members. You will not want to miss this opportunity. If you are feeling the itch, or even if you're just curious, go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind for all the details. And so my goal for today is to leave you transformed and fired up at the end of the however many 25-ish minutes that I have with you today. That is the big goal. But I'm going to try by focusing on this theme of creativity. Now, you may imagine that when I say this, I'm talking about, you know, painting or photography or acting or drawing. And all that stuff is great, but I really want to boil this idea of creativity down today to the brass tacks and really what this means for your business and your brand and your thought leadership and how it is not necessarily related to art. I think this idea of creativity and where we are going in this industry is so critical to understand right now because there is a true crisis in this online space, specifically in the coaching and content creation industry, a creative crisis in the world of people not only being able to think creatively and critically, but actually being trained out of it. And I can't tell you how many people have come to me and they just keep asking, you know, Julie, when will things return to normal? Like, when can I just do business like I was doing back in 2020? And my answer always is, if that is your question, do you know what that tells me? You are doing business in a world that no longer exists. And you are going to have challenges again and again and again if you continue to do business as usual. This is not the time to be normal. This is not the time to fit in with what's going on. The time has come for you to aim higher and think differently than ever before. And the great news is you will be supported. You will be supported. There is so much going on right now that my business and so many other businesses will be supporting you through this. And we're going to get to more of that today. But I wanted to talk about how we can stop aiming for normal and start to get more of what my dear friend, Alyssa Rosenheck, who's a fabulous photographer and amazing on Instagram. If you don't follow her, you should. What Alyssa calls creative courage. How do we get back to that? Or better yet, how do we start stepping into that? For me, what it typically looks like when we start a business, when we start making offers, when we get into this space, right? We all start by following models. We all start off by saying, okay, what's the industry average here? What are people charging for this thing? And what do these programs typically look like? And what does this usually look like? And what does this usually smell like and taste like and sound like? And that's how we get information. And that's how we typically make offers and launch things. That is normal. But guess what? Aiming for normal means normal results. And if at all for you, if you are listening to this, I have a very strong feeling that you did not go into business to create average results for yourself. And even if you did, if you were like me, I remember when my first big dream of hitting 6 figures, I remember when I finally hit that, I was living in Los Angeles and I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, well, I hit 6 figures and you know what? That pays the gas and the bills and the groceries and the babysitter. Now what? So I had to kick it up a bit because you forget about business expenses and taxes and all of that thing. And so then your bar gets raised higher. Then you go to the multi 6-figure dream and then you go to the $1 million dream. And then you start thinking, gosh, okay, now like what do I need to put away for retirement? When do I want to have retirement? Like what is my next step? And then you realize, ding, 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 this is all on you. And so it just escalates from there. So you cannot aim for normal. You have to aim for extraordinary. You have to aim for the creative courage and the critical thinking and the expansive beliefs and ideas. And I also think that aiming for normal means normal results for your clients and your customers. And I don't think any of you want that either. Are you looking for an average impact? Do you want your clients to go off and tell people, well, when I worked with her, I got mediocre. I got average results. No, you don't. So this isn't even about you. And in some cases, sometimes good enough is good enough. But when you look at the big picture, it's not. And you're going to risk losing the people that you are meant to serve to more innovative coaches and leaders and creators out there, which doesn't help your creative expansion and growth either. So aiming for normal also means that you're going to a lot of times get very bored, which is something else that I've been seeing happen and something else that I've been hearing. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. You know, when we begin our big dreams, right? It's so exciting. We look for those models to follow and to tweak, and it's just so fun and new at the time. And sometimes they work well. And even sometimes when they do work well, and I'm talking about sometimes they work really well, we actually start to feel guilty about wanting something else. I remember I was locked in models that worked so amazing, but I hadn't honed my creative courage skills, as Alyssa would say. So after a few years, I realized the model was working, but I had neglected myself. I had neglected where I creatively needed to be moving to. I was creatively starved. It affected my motivation. It affected my performance. I started getting bored and stagnant. It affected my ability to serve. So if you are a natural creative entrepreneur, which you are, because you wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't, you must keep evolving or you're going to face not only getting stale, but possibly, I want to go deep here for a second, possibly unconsciously self-sabotaging what you've created to get out of it because your soul is crying out for something different. And that is literally what happens when you hit an upper limit. So what's the upside in all of this? Everything going on the last few years on top of all this that I'm telling you about is that you are now, and I am now, and we are all now being forced to be creative and expansive in a way that what we are doing and what we are creating and what we are becoming is next level. Because the creative crisis that we are seeing in this industry is coming to a head. The challenge, though, is that we have forgotten how to think big and creatively. So, you know, right now we have hundreds of thousands of business owners out there online, tens of thousands listening to this right now, who know they need something different, but they don't know what it is. So they just keep going from program to program, coach to coach, method to method, just abdicating all of their responsibility, plugging into new formulas, and hoping that that new thing is the solution. And I get it. We've all been there. But this is not why you invest in yourself, in something that is taking you to a creative and expansive next level. This is not why you invest in coaching or mentorship or guidance. You invest because you understand the value of where it's taking you and the value of having it. You know, I saw the other day online, it's like investing in your support and growth. It's like insurance. You know, I'm more confident and able to move faster because I know that if I trip up and I have insurance, then I'm covered. You know, there have been times when something has, you know, happened in my own life, in my own business that just felt so big. It felt bigger than I could handle at the time. But through the creative guidance that I received from coaches and mentors and communities in those moments, I was able to then think bigger and feel into it more. And I was able to operate at a higher level and actually move to where I wanted to go faster. So mentorship and guidance and support and coaching and whatever you want to call it, it's all about elevating your experience. It's not about the quantity of things, the quantity of what you get, the quantity of what's included, the quantity. It's the quality, which is why I always say that my mentorship is not a quantity vibe. It is a quality vibe. It's about access to critical and expansive creative thinking. It's about being in the room with creatives that show you proof of what is possible for you. And because of this, I will continue to invest and offer coaching because I know the value. And quality mentorship, quality support is truly invaluable. And I'm telling you, if there's one skill that will dramatically change the trajectory of your next year, it is this creative thinking and allowing yourself to get into a space that is filled with creative and expansive thinkers, because that leads to places where you need to go, that leads to the people that you may need to know, that leads to the new models that you're going to pioneer in your industry that the world is so desperately in need of right now. Have you not noticed that the world is in complete disarray? Have you not noticed that so many industries, including this one, including the online industry, the coaching industry, the influencer industry, is changing? And we're not taking anything less than ultimate transparency and transformation anymore, because we are still trying to go about our business, and really, I mean, our life in general, with these old models, with these old ways of doing things, these old norms. I hope so much that so much of this blows up. I'm honestly like, I'm surprised it's taken this long. There's so much crap out there that isn't serving anyone. And it's because we don't see enough people with creative courage. We don't see enough people stepping up with their ideas. When you know something needs to be different, when you know something needs to change, when you know something's wrong and you have that, you know, that little inkling inside you, that gut instinct that's like, you know what? Someone needs to do something about this. Someone should invent that. Someone should create that. That is where we add the magic, and that is when the magic turns on. But when we shut it down, because often we don't know where to go from there. We get lost in the normal thinking, that we don't allow ourselves to creatively move and make a decision from a creative and expansive place. And that is why this topic is so important to me right now. And that is why I am up-leveling my own experience, my own offers, my own proximity to work with me, my own services to tap into my vast and powerful network in ways that I have never showed up and offered before. You know, so many of us are taught, you know, in school, not only to get the right answer, but how to get the right answer, to where there's no other option. And so it makes sense why we think this way. It's like we see it happen all the time in schools. It's like kids aren't even allowed to come up with the answer in a way that feels creative for them. What is that saying about the future of our children and the way they think and feel? I mean, and that's a whole other can of worms that I'll leave for another time. But it shows you the ripple effect. You know, it's amazing that we've had all of this ability to get all of this information, to get all of these answers at our fingertips because of the online space. However, I think it also keeps us from really trying to think of coming up with something on our own sometimes. You know, it's just so easy to go and see who's done it before and what's the information and who's got the right answer and what did she do and what did she do. But this is putting our businesses and our creativity and our futures, A, in the hands of other people, which is not where they need to be, and B, quite frankly, in danger, because this is making us creatively inept. We cannot keep consuming more than we create. It is going to literally extinct our humanity. We have to create more than we consume. I have been saying this since I first started this podcast. You could literally go back and listen to episodes from 2017 where I have been saying, create more than you consume. Create more than you consume. We are literally on the verge of outpacing our own creative process through mass consumption. And the future for our coaching industry, the future for the social media marketing industry, the future for content creators and the influencer industry, for our greater industries, for our children, the future has got to be critical, creative, expansive thinking and allowing ourselves to be in the environments that lend to that. But you don't have to start alone. You don't have to start with a blank slate. You don't have to feel like you have to start all over. I want to help you with this. This is my gift to the world. This is my service to the world. This is my duty to the world. Through my work and my mentorship, we're going to inspire you. We're going to set up an environment that pulls this out of you and you will walk out of there feeling like you have a creative power that you have not tapped into for years. And so if you're interested in mentorship or support, I have links in the show notes. There's two options for support when it comes to scaling your business, growing your visibility and authority, and stepping into that creative thought leadership that is your natural next step. And I have to tell you, the creative and expansive work that we do inside my coaching, it's not for everyone because it comes with completely different viewpoints on how to create things and completely different ways now of stimulating that creativity on demand when you really need it. Working with me, it's not like we're not sitting down and doing vision boards. We're not going with the old models. We're not replicating somebody else's formula. There's going to be a very strategic way to approach this stuff with a lot of fun. Because you gotta have fun. It's gotta be for fun and for freedom or we don't do it. And we're gonna start covering and unlocking some really innovative strategies where we work on different ways of slicing up how you can create and scale your own business model and your own way of impact and visibility that scales for you. It's like popcorn. The ideas just start pop, 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 your brain, boom, 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 boom. And the power of the room just multiplies it and amplifies it. So this is perfect for you if you are still in the building and scaling stages of your business and you want high-level mentorship and guidance. There's also opportunities here for one-on-one support. We have community, of course, because we need that. But this is all about creative expansion. So even if you're just curious about either of these, you don't have to have the right answers. I encourage you just to apply so we can have a conversation. You can click the link for either of them in my show notes, or you can just DM me on Instagram. We can chat about it. We can chat about which may be a good fit for you, depending on where you're at and where you see yourself going, and you can learn more. And more than anything, it is my hope that as we continue to go into the rest of this month and we continue to really start rooting into what a new year is going to look like for ourselves and our families and our business, that we remember that key piece of creative courage, of creative thinking, of creative expansion. It truly is our duty as creatives in this space and on this planet to not lose sight of that and to create more than we consume and to be a conduit and a vessel of that for others, because that's what gives other people the permission to see that in themselves and to expand and grow with you. So thank you for being here with me today. I cannot tell you how much I value you and I appreciate you. And I love the community that we've been able to create here on this podcast. We've been going strong week after week since 2017, and I really appreciate you and how you keep coming back, because that's all that it's about, coming back and coming back and coming back. It's the journey. And I appreciate you being on my journey with me more than you will ever know. So with that, I love you. If anything has resonated with you today, please pop over to Instagram. Let me know. You can screenshot this episode. You can share it. You can DM me. We can chat. and see where it takes us. All right, friends, I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.